You listen to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and online. It's the Tea Time Show with me, Kevin, with you from 4 till 6. It now is 13 minutes past 5, and I'm joined by Megan. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Hello. Turn your microphone up a bit. Thanks for coming in. Megan is local democracy reporter for the County Press, BBC Radio Seoul, and I think that covers it. And we have a chat now and again about what's going on news-wise. Mm. And the topic we've chosen today, or rather Megan has chosen, he said passing the buck, is education in the West Wight. And there's been lots and lots of stories about this, which no doubt you've written.
Yeah.
And it'd be great to sort of catch up with the latest. Before you do that, it's just to set the scene, I suppose. It's probably one of the most sensitive issues a council could ever deal with, isn't it? Because they were thinking of closing a school, weren't they, in Freshwater.
Yeah.
And then that set the cat amongst the pigeons. And now Megan's going to tell us what the outcome of that is. So over to you, Megan.
Yeah, so I mean, closing a school is always going to be such a hugely emotive issue, because when it comes to kids, you know, parents are always going to, they're going to have their kids' best interest at heart. So yeah, it was bound to be a controversial one. So we've just finished a consultation looking at this was the first stage of the consultation. The proposal put forward by the council was to close All Saints Primary School in Freshwater and then expand the nearby St Saviour's Roman Catholic School.
Okay.
Their argument was it's close, you know, parents can drive or get the bus, it's the nearest school. It makes sense. The school only had 8 kids enrolled to start in September, and it's not been rated good by Ofsted for more than a decade.
Okay.
So they had to look at a solution, because student numbers in the West Wight are falling. You can't have that many schools if you've not got the numbers. And their argument was, well, on paper it's the worst school and it's not got the numbers. That provoked a huge reaction from parents. You know, there were protests, there were petitions, loads and loads of meetings. So following that consultation, a new proposal has been put forward, and this one's a little bit different. So the plan is to still close All Saints Primary School. That school's going to close for the same reasons as before. But instead of expanding All Saints, they're looking to expand Freshwater School.
So instead of it expanding St Saviour's?
Yarmouth School. Sorry, muddling up my schools.
It's all right.
So yeah, the plan would be to expand Yarmouth, and all the kids who are currently at Freshwater go to Yarmouth for a year.
Yeah.
During that year, extensive building work would be done on the All Saints School, because the council have said they really like the site there. It's really convenient. Loads of parents who have their kids at Yarmouth School actually live in Freshwater. So then once that building work has been done to create a brand new school, they would move Yarmouth School back to Freshwater. So they're not going to close Yarmouth School, they're just going to move it to Freshwater. So it'd be the same teachers, the same leadership, but just in a more convenient location.
Okay, so is that a good solution? Because they were talking originally, let's play devil's advocate, saying, well, we are going to shut the school, there's only 8 new children coming through. So what do you expect us to do? It's not financially viable, in quotes. And we've got another school, which is, what, St Saviour's, was it, in Freshwater? So not too far away?
Yes.
So how far away would that have been from All Saints, do you know?
So I don't know the exact location, but the parents are saying, in terms of getting there, it would be a nightmare in the morning. They said many of them don't drive. St Saviour's is down like a very small single track road. So in terms of getting cars, they actually staged a protest where a bunch of them drove to the school one morning to show the council what it was going to be like.
Right,
they called it traffic chaos, because just too many cars, not enough space.
So it's just the wrong place, basically. Okay, so the solution the council have come up with after the consultation, is that based on what people were saying to them? So people were saying this is the best solution, or has the council just listened to the mass protests and thought we've got to do something and be imaginative about this? Do you know that's gone?
The councillor said one of the things that came from the consultation was that people really liked the All Saints site. Like, it's a, I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a really nice site for a school.
Yeah.
It's really convenient. It's down, you know, a road where kids can walk, they can bike, they can scoot.
Yeah.
You've got everything that you'd want a school site to have.
Yeah.
The only problem was, you know, the actual teaching at the school was not good. You know, it's not been rated good. So you've got this really nice site, but the actual school administration, not quite so good.
Okay. So Okay, so it's for parents and children then, 1 year of upheaval.
Mm-hmm.
And is that viable, 1 year, to sort of say, well, okay, on September, presumably this year, everybody goes to Yarmouth and All Saints is empty, and then 1 year later, oh, look, we've got a brand new school in 1 year on the All Saints site and everybody goes back. Do you think that's viable to actually do all that work in a year? Has there been any comment about that?
I mean, I suppose it depends on what builders you get. Yeah. It is an extensive amount of building work. The council said they've got the money from the government, or they would have the money from the government to do that. I suppose if that's the target, it is feasible that they could do that. I guess it just depends how extensive the work is. And it wouldn't happen in September, because this is now a second consultation. They've actually pushed everything back by a term. So if the school was to close, it would close in December and then reopening the following year.
Is there any indication yet as to how this has gone down with parents in the area?
I think parents initially, Yarmouth parents took it as they're closing Yarmouth School, which obviously is not the case. But I think a lot of parents are fairly happy with this idea. In terms of kids attending Yarmouth School, only 6 live in Yarmouth. 69 live in Freshwater. So it makes sense in a way to move the school to Freshwater, because the majority of parents, it's like the best of both worlds. They've got a good school, because the school was rated good by Ofsted, but they've got a better location.
Okay. And is it, I probably ought to leave it there, because otherwise, as usual, I could keep asking questions. But is there a general acceptance that All Saints hasn't been up to the mark? I mean, is that come out from the consultation? Parents are accepting that something does need to change to improve the quality of education there?
Yeah, I mean, they're sort of citing other figures that show the school is a good school, but I don't think you can argue with 3 consecutive Ofsted reports that have said the school is not good, the school is not improving. I mean, it's quite hard to argue with that, really.
Yeah, okay. So finally then, what happens next now, Megan?
So a new consultation's underway. So parents from Yarmouth and Freshwater and all of the West Wight can get involved. They can say what they think of the plans.
Can you tell us how that happens?
So online, if you go on the County Press website, there's a link to the consultation.
Okay.
And it'll also be on the council's website.
Okay.
What will happen then is a further consultation. So at the moment, there's a number of different options on the table, and one of them is this plan that looks like the best one. So if it comes back from this second consultation with people saying, yeah, that's a good idea, they'll do a further one looking at actually how will that work in practice, you know, all the finer details. And then if that goes through, then everything will start.
I've got loads more questions, but I've got to stop, haven't I? We haven't got all day. But one sort of funny fact that came out, I was thinking about talking to you later and I was having a little browse, sort of preparing for the programme, and I saw a story from France where there was falling numbers at a primary school in France, and a farmer up there enrolled 5 sheep.
Oh my God, I love that.
With the made up names like Sean and Barbette and things like that.
Well, let's hope the council doesn't have to resort to those kind of measures.
Well, I'm not trying to pass any hints on to West Wight, but yeah. But fantastic, thanks for that. So we've got to follow that story because it isn't quite over yet, is it?
No, not over.
Okay. So one more before we talk about royal babies, perhaps, which isn't purely an Isle of Wight story, but we've got to chat about it, haven't we? Euro elections, they're coming up, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So, and I think you're off to the hustings tonight. What's that about?
So the hustings will be, Islanders for Europe have organised an event at Key Arts tonight where they've invited candidates from all the parties, and they've, you know, they're going to have a chance to put forward their case to people why you should vote for them, and then people have the chance to ask questions.
Yeah. Have you got any feel for what the turnout's going to be? Because most people are just, I don't know what your feedback is, but most people just seem heartily sick of the whole thing, and such scepticism about it, isn't there?
I think elections are, people are sick of elections, but I think European elections possibly particularly sick of them. So it will be interesting to see what the turnout is.
But do you think it might have a reverse effect though, because we saw that in the local elections, not affecting the Isle of Wight, but around the country there was a massive backlash against the main parties, wasn't there?
Absolutely.
It might work that way, mightn't it, that people might think, I am going to vote even though they might not have bothered in the past, purely to make some sort of a point.
Yeah.
So maybe some of the minority parties are set to do well again, do you think?
I hope so. And I would definitely encourage people to vote, because I was doing some research and I found out that actually Nigel Farage is our MEP. And that made me think, okay, well, I've got to vote because I can't let him become our MEP again. So I would definitely encourage people to look into the issues and actually go out and vote, even if you're sick of it, because who wants Nigel Farage?
I didn't say that. You did. Okay. Well, thanks for that, Megan. So, yeah, so hustings tonight, the vote is 23rd, 23rd of May. And I suppose you now, are we in the, what they call the election purdah period?
Yeah.
So you have to be careful what you say, don't you?
Well, the council in particular, it's quite quiet. So if you've noticed the council not making any big announcements lately, that's why.
Okay, because anything they say might be taken down and used in evidence as being political and influencing a vote. Yeah. Does that mean the news is going to dry up then for a while?
Oh, it's never. There's always news on this island.
Don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. But we've got to finish on a nice light note, because we got the breaking news, haven't we?
Yeah.
The royal baby.
I know.
You've gone all soft-eyed and everything.
Prince Archie. I mean,
Archie.
Is that not the cutest thing you've ever heard?
What do you think, though? Really?
I mean, I love it. I think Archie's a lovely name, and he's seventh in line to the throne, so I think really...
We're not going to get a King Archie.
No, and I think what's proper doesn't really apply to him. It's just, it's nice that they've picked such a lovely name.
Have you any idea where Archie comes from and why?
No, I don't know, actually.
Must be something in her family back then, surely. It's not in Aries, is it? Oh, there's no Archie, is there? Isn't it?
I don't think so, but I'm sure that will all be revealed in the coming days, I have no doubt.
And it's, so the full name is Archie Harrison.
Harrison.
Who's that named after?
I don't know either.
Oh, it's intriguing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Harrison Ford?
I would love it if that was the case.
Yeah, and so Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. So the last two, I get that. But so are you a bit of, are you going to a bit sort of doe-eyed about royal babies then? Are you one of those people that really dotes on it?
I know it's not cool, but I do quite like the royal family. I do like a happy royal story. You know, I watched the royal wedding. It's just something quite nice. It's nice to have a nice news story, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd love to get your take on that then, because you know you're a journalist and a very good one. So we always think of journalists as being quite hard bitten people, don't you?
Yeah.
Possibly without sentiment, but it's not true. But can you, with your way with words, how would you explain why the royals are so important to us?
I just think they're very. They're just a part of our history, aren't they? And I totally get the argument for, you know, we pay a lot of money for them, and I can see why people wouldn't like them. But actually, I just think there's just something very historic about the royal family and very British, and I think that's what I really like. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of, you know, like the younger royals, like the ones who are sort of 12th, 13th in line to the throne, but I think sort of that core royal family.
Yeah.
And Queen Elizabeth is just... She's just an icon, isn't she?
I know.
I'll be devastated if anything happened
to
her.
I know. Oh, well, brilliant. Oh, thanks, Megan. Lovely to talk to you again. Yeah. I best let you go off to the hustings, isn't I?
Yeah, can't wait.
Bet you're ready for that, aren't you? Yeah. Sharpen those pencils. Right. Thanks a lot, Megan.
Thanks.